Hello, everyone, and welcome to some ungodly month of some ungodly AGWC recording of Doom. With me in the studio this afternoon or morning or whatever the fuck time it happens to be where you are is none other than the legendary, incomparable Matchstick. You can't hear him talk. He's telling you all to stop with the stupid contest. You can't hear him because this only picks up my bike, but I can assure you if I just start bursting out with laughter, it's because he is saying something incompetent. Oh my god. Anyway, let's jump right into it. First up on the word file docket is Noir. On a creative level, this is lacking a touch that really distinguishes you from other things I've received in the past. When it comes to... You know what? Fuck it. I need to... I know. I'm scribing this. We're doing this again. And I need to get it so that you can be heard. Because... Okay. You know what? No, screw it. I'm not even going to restart the recording. We're just going to do this. We're just going to, like... You know, finagle this as best we can. Okay, I gotta move my mic. God, this is gonna suck. It's gonna be noisy and gross. Probably we'll cut this. We'll move it. Now remember, Madge, we need to keep it safe for work. Yeah, I know. Okay, here we go. Alright, let's check your audio.
Merb,
oh my god, okay. Let's do this again. This is gonna be exciting. Okay, as I was saying, Noir. On a creative level, this is lacking the touch that really distinguishes you from similar things I've received in the past.
When what it comes. What you're saying is you're the Michael Bay of writing.
Now, I will state my disclaimer that Match refuses to send me his fanfic. His Gundam MLP crossover fanfic.
Because you're not good enough yet.
Okay, when it comes to technical considerations, there are cases where grammatical awesome is shoved aside for reasons I really don't understand. Yeah, poetry allows for a great deal of flexibility. I think you'll find that the flow of the piece would just improve greatly when you use those bends in your favor instead of just random comma inserts and line breaks. Now then, I think the flow of this was actually pretty good. There were moments where I really fell into the beat. I just think you need to think a little bit more about expanding the topic horizon.
I'll expand your horizon.
I'm sure you will. Frosted. This is another one where the technical execution is just off. We have actually seen sentence punctuation here that doesn't actually have a complete sentence behind it. When I read this, I was just like, oh, we have another rookie piece. Then I saw it was yours. Like, come on. You've been around for so long, this should just not happen. I should just be like, bam, another Frosted piece. And instead, I went, this is noob shit. And that's bad. However.
Let Tim Tebow it.
Your colorful commentary is going to make this recording. But seriously. Frosted, I know you're way, way, way damn better than this. Of course, you know, aside from that little sentencey weirdness, the grammar behind it was actually pretty good. So, that kind of is keeping you in the running. But come on, entertain me, damn it! Like, you know how this works. Just sighing, shaking my head, and scrolling through the word file. Debbie.
Shaking something.
Jesus. Putting this one as simply as I can, I think you're spinning the story on paper too quickly because you've got this all mapped out in your mind already. Take this one from my perspective. Here's a person. This person is concerned about a sister. Suddenly, there's ammo for a bow, but the rationale for that happening is completely skipped. In fact, the concern for the sister is so monumentally great, and that entire rationale is just completely skipped. Until 2 hours later, when they're finally nearing a checkpoint, where action is going to kind of happen. Then, suddenly, there's a sidecar on this bike, and a passenger just manifests. The gist here is that I think you can write, but I also think you just need to work on your storytelling. I could imagine this one opening already on the road. They're already traveling down. There's this reminiscing happening about the sister. They're approaching the border with that weight on the mind, and then, holy shit, noise from the sidecar? Maybe they hit a bump or something, and it, you know, tweaked the unexpected passenger? This is where it has to happen. This is where the storytelling has to grow. Because right now, as it sits, this opening has just a gigantic emotional rift. And that rift needs to be filled. And I swear to God, Matt, if you say fill it with me, I will slap you in the face.
I'm just listening quietly while you just tear apart these people's hopes and dreams.
It's not really...
You know, I gotta ask these people, how long have they been doing this? And how long do they expect it to keep going? This man is about to lose his job, and you're asking him to keep running this damn contest that no one really cares about anymore. For God's sakes, he has a PhD in particle physics. Why the hell is he doing this? That's like seeing Stephen Hawking at a car wash. That's essentially what's going on here.
God, you're terrible. I love this. This is so great. Okay, now here's my favorite type of name. The name that I'm going to completely butcher entirely.
Yeah, Jemima?
No, it's like Cow-me? We'll just say with that. I'll just go with
just
Cow.
Just call him Calcium.
Well, I'll go with Cal for short, because I worked with someone who had the first three letters as his last name, and that was Cal. So we'll just say with that. Okay, anyway, the thing that I like about this piece is that it's holy fuckball entertaining. The problem is, there are a bunch of little grammatical shits that need a touch up. And I'll say that on the originality front, this isn't exactly something that I say is mind-blowingly new. However, and this is the victory thing going down here, I could picture what you wrote with clarity, and that's a great mark to hit, especially when you're submitting your first entry. And, I mean, God, I have to put up with this guy, so you know how my life is. All right. Eris, welcome back. I could also quip about your fucking line breaks. I give this one a middle-of-the-road pass. I think it was interesting. I enjoyed the wordplay, and the rhythm was pretty damn snazzy, particularly in the second stanza. But I just think, like, you're back. You know what I like, and you know what I'm going to say. I think this could just use a little, you know, more. More of you, maybe? We'll go with more of you.
So what he's trying to tell you is don't end up like the Lakers. That's really strong. Just don't end up like the Lakers. Don't try to be the Bulls and recapture something you know you'll never reclaim. So... You know, just stay the course. Stay the course.
What the hell does that even mean?
It means whatever they want it to mean.
That was like the most... I don't even know. Is that like... I don't even know. I'm trying to think. It's maybe like, you know, old-timey Reagan-esque statement. No, Bob Dole. You just Bob Dole'd that. That's all I got. That was okay. Anyway, moving on. Monsoon. From the other judges, this might have brought shit upon your house. However, this style of writing is one I'm quite familiar with because I have a similar spin with the mechanics. So you are lucky that I am judging this round. I'll give this another blunt critique response here and just say this was the most complete entry I received. It's edited. Its sound, it has, well, it actually doesn't have the full satisfaction of entertainment yet because it's just the first chapter of a piece. What it has is the hook, and that certainly doesn't fucking hurt in the long run. Isn't that right, Match?
I honestly wasn't paying attention. So thinking about a hook, I can only imagine you were talking about Deadliest Catch.
Oh my God. This is actually really fun. You would make a very snazzy co-host. But, that being said, in this case, I have to give the win of the month to the most complete entry I received, and that goes to Monsoon. So congratulations, may you wreak havoc with the slew of points you receive from this, and I hope you continue to participate, or else it kind of makes winning the Prism absolutely impossible, and this round semi-useless.
Good job, you lifeless I don't even know anymore. Why are people even here? Why am I even here? These are answers to questions that I don't even know anymore.
Oh my god. That was like the most flubbed insult of all time.
That was very flubbed.
Terrible. Do you want me to sign this off now and like save us all from the calamity?
You probably should.
All right. Without further ado, you know what's coming. Digging down deep. Get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies.